Do you think you're changing what it has taken decades to happen? Do you think you're changing that with one election cycle? Mm-hmm. If the answer is no, well, then how long do you leave your kid in that system?
Hey, friends. Welcome to the Victor Marx Podcast with Victor Marx, founder of All Things Possible Ministries. Welcome to the show where we bring you real conversations faced with life's hard truths, stories of redemption, and the latest from the front lines. Whether you're on the road, getting your day started, or finally settling in, we've got an exciting new episode planned for you. So let's dive in to today's show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Victor Marx Show. I have my friend with me, Nick Freitas, and he's an outstanding, incredible, articulate fashion designer, and who's snuck over from the military He-Man of the Universe badassery division of politics. Nick, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me again.
You know, when I first started seeing you, as so many people on social media, I was like, hey, that's like a younger version of me. This dude could be my brother. Younger, more handsome, smarter, all of that. But hey, man, thanks for coming on again. Let's get right to it, okay? This won't be a long podcast, folks, a long program, but it's going to be very important. Let's just get into some current things that are making people unsettled. You know, we have a very large audience, and we're grateful for them. But they're also critical thinkers. We've worked on this for quite some time. But, you know, when you have a train car of ammonium nitrate that goes missing in California, and then you have members of Congress receive satellite phones, true or false, it starts making people nervous just at the thought of, well, how could that happen? And where is it? Is, you know. So what are your thoughts on those two things?
Oh, gosh. I mean, anymore, I feel like we've gotten so inundated with information from sources that are difficult to trust.
Right.
And then you always start wondering, like, okay, what is real? What's a genuine threat? Because obviously something like that, I mean, that sounds pretty bad. I mean, you can do a lot of damage with what's going on right there.
Right.
And then other times you're wondering, like, okay, is this something that's put out there? Because nothing has happened as of yet, other than obviously the things going missing. But you start to wonder, like, okay, is this there so I'm distracted from something else that is going on? And I think a lot of people feel, rightfully so, as if almost everything they get from the news is a piece of manipulation. Everything. And not always obvious. Sometimes it's distracting. Sometimes it's just overtly political manipulation. But it just always feel like we're constantly being lied to at this point.
Right. You and I would call it a flashbang, right? It's boom, look over here, look over here, while something else is being done. And there's a level of frustration with the American people. I'd say those who are, you know, care and about our nation. And they're we talked about this last time. They want to know, what do we do, Victor? Yeah. And the first thing is just what you said. You have to have trusted sources of information. Do not go on assumption just because somebody posts it. And make sure that who you're following is pretty squared away, because people love clickbait. They'll see something and it may be old or taken out of context. And folks, let me just say this, and I think Nick would agree. We have to be people who respond appropriately, not react emotionally.
No, I totally agree. I think, and again, this goes back to the manipulation. It constantly feels as if someone's trying to, or various institutions, organizations, for various motivations, are trying to get like a reaction out of us. And it does become so easy over time to start to question, okay, what is true, what isn't true? And then you desperately want to do something about it. And then the moment something is presented as a potential threat, there's a desire to want to respond to that. And then how do you do so appropriately? And I feel like a lot of this is not necessarily new, but it just becomes so saturated in the environment. And one of the things, we were just talking about this today. One of the things I keep going back to over and over and over again is that it is like we're being told that there's this political game that's going on, and the rules are constantly changing. The one thing that remains constant is you lose. That's it. And then we're being told that essentially the only way we can do anything about it is through the political process, which it is important. And I believe in engaging the political process, obviously. But I think more and more people need to wake up to the idea that that's where they want you. They want you to think of everything around you exclusively in terms of who is controlling the reins of political power. And sometimes the best way to escape that sort of like trap that we find ourselves in is to just refuse to play the game the way they want it played.
Right.
Like there's two ways to address what's going on in our schools right now. One is legislatively. But as I told a parent not that long ago, I said, okay, let's say you get super active in politics. You do your civic duty. You vote. You campaign. You show up at school board meetings. Maybe you run for office. You do all of that. Here's my question. Do you think you're changing what it has taken decades to happen? Do you think you're changing that with one election cycle? Mm-hmm. If the answer is no, well, then how long do you leave your kid in that system? It's like, do you realize the most powerful thing you can do in so many of these discussions is exit stage right? Like, right. I'm not playing this game anymore. You want to do this? I'm pulling my kid out. Doesn't mean I'm going to stop fighting for that, but I'm not going to let my kid, or I'm not going to let, you know, my family, or I'm not going to let my friends suffer through all this while we're figuring it out. And so many things that I think people need to focus on, and this goes, my wife brought this up today. She's like, just go read Philippians. Mm. Focus on that which is noble. Focus on that which is good. Focus on improving and controlling the things that you can improve and control, because so much of what we're fighting right now is a narrative. And right. it's hard to get people to let go of a lie by simply pointing out that's a lie. It's then where do you go next? Because people will hang on right. to convenient lies their entire life. But if you give them an alternative, if you get them truth as an alternative, and you show them it works, it makes it a whole lot easier to let go of the lie.
Words of wisdom, folks. You're hearing it from Nick Freitas. And make sure you follow him on social media. He is a brother that is worth watching. And you know, your sarcasm is a gift from above. It's I've heard sarcasm is ripping of the flesh, and you have a way of doing it out of the flesh of stupidity, and it's really refreshing. So if you're not following yet, make sure you do. We're gonna take a break for our sponsors. Today's episode is sponsored by Target and the Gender Clothing, as well as Bud Light. We're back. Hey, it's a joke if you don't know me yet. Actually, I will do a plug for our ministry, All Things Possible Ministry. Many of you have been listening for quite some time, and people ask me, what exactly do y'all do? There's two different ways I can explain it. The first and most simple is we are a ministry that sets captives free physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Spiritually is actually the most important. Emotionally, tends to be long-term trauma care or short-term intervention to help people kind of do an adjustment. And then physically, we're best known for back in the day helping kids or women, facilitating them get away from ISIS and then, you know, in Iraq. And that was our teams. We still have a home there. And anybody, we focus on children now more than ever, Southeast Asia, but also here in the U.S., where I tell people, you know, we preach the gospel, we protect children, and we pursue pedophiles. So if that's something that you like, go to our website, victormarks.com or atpministries.org. It tends to be easier, victormarks.com. They both go to the same place. And, hey, become a monthly supporter, because this is how we do it. And we appreciate and love y'all for helping. Nick, do you think that it's wise for people to try to prepare for disruptions, just as regular folks, for a week or two or a month? And disruptions meaning maybe food or water or something. Would it be prudent?
Oh yeah, and here's why. This is funny. We did a whole podcast today on, and we get it. We said it kind of tongue in cheek, like how to prevent the apocalypse, or at the very least survive it. And one of the things we were talking about with our audience was this idea of, okay, we got the summer, right? We're going to say June, July, August. Here's 90 days. Here's things you need to do, right? And we went around the table. We discussed it. We took suggestions from our audience. We said, all right, there's intellectual things. There's spiritual things. There's emotional things. There's relationship things. There's capabilities and skills. What are some of the things? And like with intellectual, we were talking about, what sort of books should we be reading? What sort of podcast should we be listening to? In order to be able to understand and to be able to articulate what it is that we believe and why. When it came to relationships, it was all about what are the things that we're going to intentionally do for the next 90 days to improve the relationships in our life.
Oh, wow.
And same thing with spiritually, nice. Right? Don't just go to church, be like serve, right? Don't just be a consumer of something, right. Serve. And then with capabilities, it was things like, do you know how to grow any of your own food? Do you know how to raise any of your own food? Do you know how to fix things yet? And it was all about pick something, anything, pick something that you're going to learn, that you don't know how to do, that you wish you did, that you're going to learn how to do over these next 90 days. And what the point we kept making with all of this was, whether it's zombie apocalypse, right, or it's just, making sure it's saving your family a little bit money, or helping somebody in your community in need because you're the one with chickens and you got extra eggs. These things are always good, right? It's going back to that whole idea of Philippians, right? Focusing on things that are good, that are true, that are noble. Going to the gym and working out is good for you. It's good for you when times are great, and it's good for you when times are bad. Raising chickens, knowing how to grow some of your food, knowing how to preserve food. These things are good when times are good, and they are good when times are bad. And you don't got to ask permission, or you don't got to wait for some politician to make it okay to do it. You don't got to wait there. You can do it right now, and it's empowering. I mean, whenever you talk to somebody, this is one of the reasons why when Jordan Peterson talks about doing stuff like make your bed, and that's not a huge accomplishment, but it's something. It's something productive that you're doing. And so, when you're looking at things like, hey, be prepared for disaster situations. You don't know if it's going to be, you don't know if it's going to be a pandemic. You don't know if it's going to be power outages. You don't know if it's going to be the complete collapse of the dollar because we engage in inflationary monetary policy.
Right.
But the same thing is true in good times and in bad. If you're actually preparing and knowing how to do these things, you're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to be prepared. You're going to be able to help others in need. And it's amazing because the more of that you can do, the more powerful and resilient you become. So why wouldn't you do these things?
Yep. Folks, that's your actionable item takeaway for today. Next 90 days, look to improve yourself from somewhere. Is there a particular website, or if they want to hear that podcast you were talking about, where would they go?
They could go on YouTube to Making the Argument. Making the Argument with Nick Freitas that we just got done. We do our live shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays starting at noon. Sometimes they go an hour and a half. Sometimes they go 3 hours. It just kind of depends. But, we had a really interesting discussion today, and a lot of people gave good advice. What are things you need to learn how to do? You should know how to hunt, right? You should know how to shoot. And by shoot, I don't mean go to the range and do target shooting. I mean tactically, basic tactical shooting, so that if you do ever have to defend your family, or you're not there and maybe your wife has to defend one of your kids, they know what to do and how to do it. These are things that are empowering, right? You're never going to look back and be like, dang, I wish I hadn't wasted time learning how to can tomatoes, right? You're, that's not a thing. You're always going to be happy with that decision. But Making the Argument with Nick Freitas.
So, folks, here you have your marching orders. We won't go any longer on this show because I think we just got some good directives, some wise wisdom. Wise wisdom. I like that. If that ain't Cajun, what is? Okay, Nick, I'll put you on the spot. We have a training center out here in Colorado, beautiful area, and we have everything from an operations center to a dojo or training mat area on the roof. We have a shoot house. We have a range. But I want to invite you out here when we do a specialized weekend for men or couples. So you get to choose, not both, because I couldn't stand to see you that much. You get one weekend. But you consider it, and of course we'll get you out here and we'll promote it, because I think me and you having fun with our experience and backgrounds will equip men or couples to do more and really what their heart wants. Because you and I both know preparedness brings peace, and it keeps you from being paranoid. You good for that?
I'm absolutely good for that. And again, I think you know, one of the reasons why I love the work that you do is because, again, it's one of those areas where you saw a problem, you saw a need, you had skill sets that can meet it. You didn't sit there and wait for a bill to get passed. You applied your skills to the situation where it was needed, and you and your organization have literally saved people's lives and taken them down that path to restoration and genuine freedom, both spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And that's going to be the thing. When people ask, it's not going to be another election cycle. It's going to be more people. Right. It's going to be men and women of God saying, I was put here for a purpose, and I'm going to complete it, and I don't care what the world or culture says about it. So thank you.
Bingo. Bingo. Well, thank you, and I appreciate that. Folks, all right, we'll press on wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Do it full throttle for the glory of God. We appreciate it. Love y'all. See you next time here on the Victor Mark Show.
Thanks for joining us for today's episode. We'd love to stay connected with you and invite you to the conversation beyond this podcast. You can check out more of the work we're doing around the world at victormarks.com, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all linked in the show notes. Be sure to drop us a comment in the review section if today's show has impacted you in any way, or if there's anything you'd like to hear more of. We're always encouraged to hear from you. Thanks for spending your time with us. Until next time.